in a lush green forest on the outskirts of a small town, sat a girl who was fast asleep. Her head rested against the trunk of a tree, and she had an open book in her lap. Long, thin branches loomed overhead, creating a dense canopy of leaves that protected her from the sun high above. All around, the world sang its own gentle lullaby. The trees whispered as the wind tickled their leaves. The tiny creatures of the forest chirped and chattered in time with the tune. The sound of it lulled Alice deeper and deeper into her peaceful slumber. In her mind's eye, she felt as though the world around her tilted and disappeared until it was just her alone in the vivid expanse of her dreams. When she awoke, it was to the sound of what seemed to be a swarm of bees. A gentle buzzing filled her ears, and she found the noise was oddly appealing to her. Slowly, she opened her sleepy eyes and stretched out her arms. She blinked once and then twice and looked around. She had done it again, she realized. She had fallen asleep reading her book. And she had completely forgotten to check her watch. She had no idea what time it was. Alice looked up at the sky, hoping to be able to guess the time from the position of the summer sun. But what she saw was not what she was expecting at all. This world was entirely different than the one she had fallen asleep in. Instead of being blue with puffy white clouds, the sky above her was tinged with purple. It was a delicate lilac, like the colour of her bedroom walls. The leaves around her that were once a forest green were now purple too, as was the bark of the tree she leaned against, and the grass on which she sat. Startled, Alice jumped to her feet. What was this strange new world, she wondered. She rubbed her eyes and looked around. She must be seeing things, she thought. Or perhaps she was still asleep and had never woken up at all. She reached out to pinch her arm, but before she could, she heard the same buzzing, like a swarm of bees. That was the first order of business, Alice decided. She had to find out where the sound was coming from. Now, the forest she had fallen asleep in was familiar to her. She knew every tree, shrub, and patch of grass like the back of her own hand. She even had special hiding spots that no one knew of but her. This forest, however, was something altogether different. There were pathways she had never seen before. They were made with bright blue and purple stones and decorated with rows of little pansies on either side. The blooms swayed gently in the breeze, and it looked like they were dancing. Alice stood carefully, not wanting to upset the balance of this strange place. She held her book tightly in her hands and began to walk down the path of colourful stones. "What to do?" she said to herself. She gently bit her bottom lip, as she often did when she was trying to solve a problem. She spoke out loud to the trees and the stones as she pondered her next move. "I suppose it's possible this is a dream," she muttered. "But then, I suppose it's also possible, however unlikely, that the world changed drastically while I slept." She took another step. "It's also possible that I sleepwalked here," she said. "However, it is entirely impossible that a purple world exists only a few minutes away from my house." Alice stopped and sighed. It didn't feel much like a dream at all.